The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Ross Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
It's the Foundation. Foundation. It's the Foundation.
It's the Foundation. It's rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, got in radio station 96.9. 12 to 2 is the time. You can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm.
Really
got that zeal, plus he's a child of God.
Hello. Been waiting to be in touch for a long time, sir. Excuse me. You gotta get a couple of things.
Is you riding or you riding? If you my dog, let's go run up the mileage. They treat me like the goat where I'm from. I ain't lying, wish I could touch the road. My water one more time, but he flying. We about to change up the climate. They know we got the wave, like we pray to Poseidon. Got the kind of weird out, making sure he diving. Hey, you can tell I be came from the island. I'm from a lot of brothers, been to Ghana. God ain't promised us tomorrow. So I grab my boots, touch the road like I don't. They get in cahoots, talk about me, I ignore them. Real to Lucas, I the realest cross the border. We dropped out of school, remember being out of dawn. I hope we don't ever go broke no more. You free my dog, don't know if you touch the road no more. Hey, cast.
Gotta touch the road like a ball.
Yeah.
Gotta touch the road and on.
Touch the road.
Every block, every street, every corner. Then I ride it with or without you. Yeah, gotta touch the road like a baller. Gotta touch the road like a baller. Even if I don't got a daughter, I get touch the road like a baller.
I get touch the road with a click. Brand, we hit a lick. When you lit like this, you get God's trip. Yeah, if you was on a budget, still had fun on these trips. Only 20 in our pocket, but a trip so crisp. We take shots, not sips.
You, I don't wanna feel my lips. If you don't wanna feel, don't pay my darling.
Let the music hit. Please direct me to a road with no drama. Twin train cars and my partners. Sing to your girl, she get like Ricardo. She believe in me, she's a model. When she get it, say she want me record her. She dropped out of school, they say we would have not. Sometimes it's like I do not know home no more. If I die, no, I gotta touch the road some more. Hey,
gotta touch the road like a
ball.
Gotta touch the road and on the. Every block, every street, every corner. Then I ride it with or without you. Yeah, gotta touch the road like a baller.
Roy.
Gotta touch the road like a baller.
Nah, no.
Even if I don't got a dollar, I get touch the road like a baller.
Here's
a
Troy. What the vibe is, what the time is. You can light up that tingum or you decide it. Cali, different state and put your mind in. While the shot of water rising, dying
on this road.
Plenty mothers stand be crying on this road. Praying we don't fall a statistic. Living in our soul, head up in the sunshine. That he can march on. Dog, I ain't just another old joke. From the tropics with them ghetto boys, so it's snow. Only thing we got inside our pocket was some hope. And a dream, not too many ever get to see it grow. So, this one for the youngest through the corner who is poor bike. Plenty people and we're saying that we lost sight of the purpose and the challenge that we call life. But it's alright.
Gotta touch the road like a ball.
Hey, God.
Gotta touch the road and on.
Let's ride.
Every block, every street, every corner. Then I ride it.
Not the second! Ladies and gentlemen, my boy Trey is in the house. It is the Foundation, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in the house with you, man. Listen to me. It's a beautiful day. Laid back Friday. Listen to me, my boy, Bahamian Trey is in the house.
What's going on? My boy Howard. What's going on?
You're like the sun.
I had to come to him in the sunshine that he can march on.
Trey, that was absolutely bananas, my brother.
I appreciate that, bro. Big shout out to the twins, Twin Them. That one is one of the tracks from their album, God Bless the Twin 2. They just hit over 1 million streams all time on Apple Music. That one right there is God Touch You. A big shout out to Nakaz on the chorus, Mr. You Should Know I'm a Bohemian. And like, man, bro, I was very, very honored to be a part of that track right there.
Cheers, an amazing thing that you did, man. I want to be able to. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, you're trying to figure out which direction we take, you know it's a laid-back Friday. We always try to be able to give something cultural, something real to be able to get yourself prepared for the weekend. And I thought this was absolutely fitting to be able to have my guy, Bohemian Trey, in the house with us. It is an absolute honor, my brother. You was a good, decent man. You're always giving us rich, real music. We know that you're a historian in your own cause,
Listen, boy, I go deep. You know I go deep with it because, I mean, what I've realized, honestly, and after working with Ronnie Budloff, after getting a chance to work with him and going into his discography, I always tell people that's what stopped me off in the rabbit hole. Because when I look him up first, that's when I start to learn about the Eddie Minnis. And then I learn about so much. Like, we could talk about him, bro. We could call the Cyril Fergusons. Like, we could talk about these people. Like, I feel like I was in that era so much to the point where, like, I know that information. Like, I walked down over the hill and saw the cat and fiddle. Because I go so deep to look for that information.
And you know what? To all you you know, men who, and women who actually was a part of the entertainment industry back when it was at its glory days, in the golden days, in the golden era of entertainment in this country, you have to know that Bohemian Trey continues to be able to pay significant homage to you and what you have done and being able to identify you and really incorporate all that he's learned. I can tell you, I know the fella a long time, right? Like, this ain't a game. I know him long time and I've always been able to give him an opportunity and I'm truly grateful. Even the concept and idea of what he talks about, what his name means. He said, hey, listen, I'm going to be doing great things, and I want people to know that it's Bohemian first. This is cool. Bohemian Trey.
Cool.
Trey, it's a big thing.
That's that you explained it so perfectly, bro. And that was definitely an intentional thing.
That's what you tell me.
Yeah.
Bro, and it's a wonderful thing that you continue to do that, Trey.
Yeah, man.
So you got new music coming out there.
Yes, yes. I got some new music. Some new music has been put out there as well. I mean, not only just new music, but I've been acting as well, too. Big shouts out to Stephen Hanna. He just released this web series. I was a part of that. Big shouts out to Janico Pratt. He's shooting this crazy series right now called Struggles and Dreams, and I can't wait for y'all to see that. Like, I've been getting into a lot of different stuff. Voice acting, too. Like, I've been dabbling to it, Howard. I've been working, getting these things done.
I tell you got great places to go. You ain't even started yet.
I appreciate you.
You pulled me together.
You
pulled me in the thing.
This means so much to have this conversation with you, bro, because you know how you would talk for real on and off air about stuff, you know? So, like, it means a lot to hear things like this coming from people like you. And, bro, trust me, it's like the knowledge that I got from you in the short space of time of just being able to meet you quickly and just knowledge. Proverbial. It's my favorite word now, bro. Proverbial. I never had a word before, Howard, y'all. But I remember first meeting him, that was like one of the first. I was like, bro, you just a walking dictionary. Like, what? Like, you just.
Come on.
I'm sure you could say a word today that I know.
You need to stop it.
I always say that from you, bro.
You don't need to stop. You need to stop it. You know what? Because let me tell you something. I feel like it's my responsibility sitting behind this mic, a hot mic that speaks to hundreds and thousands on a day-to-day basis to identify talent in this country and bring it to the forefront. In every sector, in every subsector, I think it's important.
And I respect that.
I'm telling you, boy, you was my guy, 100%. And I tell my kids, when we first met, I tell my kids, I say, you know this guy by the name of Bohemian Trey? Daddy, you know Bohemian Trey? Oh, mother sick, daddy, you know Bohemian Trey? I said, calm down. You're fangirling too much.
Say, calm
down. You need to calm down. You're fangirling, sir. What you doing, right?
Man.
Trey, you're big out here with these young persons, and they're following you. They love what you're doing, and you're out here doing this wonderful stuff, man.
Bro, like, I ain't gonna lie. One time, I always think about the story one time. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I cried one time. Thinking about it, because you know I saw a fight, but it was because I was going through a lot at a point in time, and I was just thinking to myself, monostrat, which I'm sure everybody goes through to a certain point what I'm about to explain. I was like, boy, I just feel like I ain't doing enough, Dread. And I was, you see all the things that you said just now, I was feeling in myself like, boy, I ain't doing enough, Dread. I wonder if people even still love me. I wonder if people still listening to me. I wonder if, like, I was feeling like this. And one day, I pull up on these kids, boy. And I mean, when I say these kids, the oldest child probably was like 6. And when they saw me, like, they immediately saw me and was like, baby, Dread. And they come running to me and it was like, sing the song, sing the song, sing one song for us or whatever. And they come hugging me and stuff like that. And I like, bro, when I walk off, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I getting chills even talking about it right now, because when I walk off, that made me feel so good. Because let's talk about it now. Muggle, older than
you
them.
Yeah, muggle like
you know
like
what
me.
I mean? So for you them to, muggle to like for me. Them to be able to resonate with me and my career over these years, you have children who just born in and thing. Yes, and they did say just born in. Just born in, and they know but being in trade. Trust me, I tell you, if anybody never hear me say this, like, it always humbles me and it always makes me feel grateful and it always shows me and debunks that saying where people say Bahamians don't support Bahamians. You see what I'm saying? Because, bro, I've always felt love for my Bahamian people, and I've always appreciated it.
And we got to show you some love today, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be able to give you an exclusive tray. Set this Woo! Up. Tell us which one this is so we can be able to listen
All
to this
All right,
one.
Y'all, listen. This one right here, no one has heard this one yet. I even sweating just in imagining that this is about to happen, but this is a brand new tune. You know, it's the 50th coming up. And I've been doing all sorts of different, like, cultural projects. And this one right here has been in the works for years. Big shouts out to Shad Carly and the VIPs, Darian Francis and my boy Shad Carly. This one right here is called Hard to Hold On. Big, big shouts out to my boy Scully Mixed It. He's the one behind the controls. And big, big shouts out to Aaron Demerit and Daniel Adrian Most. Definitely, she's an amazing artist who's singing on this track, and I don't want to tell y'all too much about it other than this one right here is what I want to speak to the people. Like, I want y'all to be able to listen to the lyrics, understand what is being said, because this one right here is a conscious one, and this one right here is something that I want to resonate with the hearts of all the Bahamian people, all the people that live in this country who understand what it feels like to go through the Bahamian experience. This one right here called Hard to Hold On. This is what I want y'all to get.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hard to Hold by Bahamian Trey, an exclusive.
This is a Foundation exclusive.
Going is get tough, but boy, I know one day the tough can get going. I know you can do it, you know. I know you can do it, boy. You just gotta hold on. For life, cause it's a sunshiny day. Then go get to the money. I got no time, no waste, cause it be hard to hold on, hard to hold on, hard to hold on, hard to hold on. From a place where they say much crap, my gone, but kick dogs running through the corner. Over there, we gotta fight to survive. At the same time, trying to keep a sane mind. World's so cold, but I can't sweat up. Think I'll be thoughts, it'll get better. Whether it be bad or good, gotta give God thanks. And I walk with the fate, so I don't think twice. Big up to the nurse and the bus driver, officers and the school teachers. Hey. Rasta man who is self being at. Mom on the road who still feed us. Hey. Big up to the people on the garbage truck. Much respect to the janitors. Sometimes you just feel tired. I know that you had enough. Real talk.
To all the prayers I pray, I hope I don't let my faith fade away. Take it day by day, cause even when good things don't come my way, I
thank God for life. Yes, it's a sunshiny day.
Sunshine.
And go get to the money. I got no time, no waste.
Gotta get it.
Hard to hold on, hard to hold on, hard to hold on, hard to hold on.
juggling just to meet ends. Every day we putting together the pieces. Parlor tricks and wicked deacons. Boy, corruption is really rugged, but the citizens are reluctant. Marching up and down around the junction, making noise like one family rushing. Clock is ticking, time is crunching. All the mothers them who still want justice. Life is tough, so you running out of options. Daddy gone, now the home can't function. Wages just low, but the bills skyrocket. And often you got nobody to trust it. Hoping Junior never get busted. You wear on this earth, so that means that you are still here for something.
To all the prayers I pray, I hope I don't let my faith fade away. Take it day by day, 'cause even when good things don't come my way, I
thank God for life, 'cause it's a sunshiny day. Then go get to the money, I got no time to waste. Is it be hard to hold on, hard to hold on, hard to hold on? It's a sunshiny day. Then go get to the money. I got no time to waste. 'Cause it'd be hard to hold on, hard to hold on, hard to hold on, hard to hold on. Boy, the struggle is real. Some of y'all might be going through some things right now, but trust me, it can be a sunshiny day again. The sun can shine. Don't watch
this
that.
Exclusive.
Absolutely bananas, my brother. Not listen to me, Trey.
Bro.
I'm listening to you and chills going through the thing.
Wow.
You know why?
Wow.
Because sometimes we wrap up in the time that we're in.
Mm.
And a lot of young people are so focused on the pursuit of things. So they want to be able to get more and more and more things. Not acknowledging the tribulation that we're going through, not acknowledging sort of the struggle of being able to get, just to be buoyant, just to live and survive
it ain't easy,
in the Bahamian society. And so when you start to talk about the common man, when you start to talk about the bus driver, the nurses, when you start to talk about all these persons, who would have find hard times during that time that we were together?
Mm-hmm.
Hard times coming right out of that pandemic.
Yep.
Hard times. And still trying to do the best that they can to create an environment. You talk about the socioeconomic troubles,
yep,
the tribulations that people go through.
Struggling just to meet ends. Every day we putting together the pieces. Parlor tricks and wicked deacons. Boy, corruption is really rugged. But the citizens are reluctant. Marching up and down around the junction. Making noise like one family rushing. Clock is ticking. Time is crunching.
Trey, this is absolutely amazing. You got to get an Icon Award, a Grammy, a Granddaddy, whatever awards to be distributed, my brother. You got to get
it. Bro, I received that. I thank you for saying that, bro.
You got to
get it. I received that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trey, let people know how they can pick up your stuff, whether you're on SoundCloud, whether you're on Apple, iTunes. Where are you so people could be able to download this thing right away?
Nah, this one, like you said, this is a Foundation exclusive.
You need to stop it, sir.
Ain't nobody got that one yet.
$20 for
it. look at Howard now. Exploitation. Exploitation. What they say throughout the universe, what the word is, perpetuary?
Yeah. Purgant,
something.
No, oh Lord.
You know the word.
Yeah, I know the
word. The law word.
Yeah, I know the word.
One of the lawyers listening to know the word.
No, I know the word.
Throughout the universe and, yeah, but this one ain't out yet. This one is going to be out soon. I give it a week, y'all. Give it a week. That one is going to be out
soon. So how person could get it?
For right now, like I say, that one was a Foundation exclusive. I just wanted to really give y'all taste of it before I let it touch the road. I would say Monday.
Monday
it will be available. But for right now, that was just the exclusive.
You're a decent man. Listen, we can bust it again, take a commercial break, and be right back after this.
Alive believes loyalty is not without its rewards. we're offering you a summer full of deals to say thanks for sticking with us. Enjoy free roaming, free data, cash back, and more incredible deals with the certified fastest network in the country and top-rated service. Alive gives you something worth holding on to. Hold on to the best in the business. Alive. Believe in best. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Lasagna Mizek, Managing Director of RBC Royal Bank Bahamas, with some big news that will elevate your debit card experience. RBC's new Visa debit chip card will soon be here. To make things easier for you, we're offering free FedEx delivery when you validate your contact details. No need to wait in line. We'll bring the card straight to you. Call 356-8500. Select option 7 for Visa Debit Direct Line and update your delivery address. Our team is available weekdays between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Take advantage of the security and convenience of chip and PIN technology. Free delivery is for a limited time, so act now.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. The foundation on this beautiful Friday afternoon. It's a little bit damp out there. Talk to me. I'm overcast, and we're hoping that it wouldn't be too rainy this weekend. But in any event, we want you to be as decent as possible. Get your sweet thing in the can and make sure you take it down on the Western Esplanade. Watch me, because you know, you got your sweet thing in the can also. Carry your sweet thing in the can and go check out my good, decent friend, Byron Colley, over there at the Tiki Hut. Because today is the day that we always identify. It's Tiki Friday. Do we have it kind of? It is Tiki Friday. It's always a wonderful thing that we can be able to do that. Go down there to Tiki Friday. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself down there with my good, decent friend, Byron Colley, down there at the Tiki Hut. It's Tiki Friday, 30% off. You can be able to get anything that you want. Let him know that you heard the stuff here on the foundation and be able to enjoy that. Sit down there in an environment that you can get a nice cabana, you get your towels, you get your beach chairs, you get your lounge chairs, you get an atmosphere that persons always invite you. It's customer service extraordinaire. And that's one of the things I always want to be able to highlight to you. If you want that experience of being able to get this kind of a pampering, go down there to Tiki, the Tiki Hut right there in the Western Esplanade, in the shadows of the Point. You can be able to see it right there across the street from the police station. Tiki Friday, let Byron know that Howard sent you down there. Have a good time right there at Tiki Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to be here with us today. We are with my good friend, Bahamian Trey, man. Listen, Trey.
Yes, sir.
You're doing big things. I mean, I've always been fascinated. Okay, when we was coming up, when we would hear, the closest that we would have heard rap, Bahamian rap, was when I'm chilling in the side overseas, right?
Yep. It was Shadow Fox.
It was intentional. It was deliberate. It incorporated our slang. It incorporated the way that we approach life on a day-to-day basis and wrapped it in this sort of a melody. And we identified that. And it was funky fresh, right?
Put across a shark with no slug for some conk.
And so this was something that we knew.
Crazy.
But there was an evolution that led to a social conversation that says, we don't have identity. We don't know who we are anymore. Bahamian people want to be Americans. They're taking on this American. And so when we see music, you know, in that particular time period,
it evolved. Mm-hmm. We didn't know if you were an American or you were a Bahamian. Yeah. What the hell are these people is, right? But one thing that I've seen that you've been intentional also and in being able to incorporate the same language, this posture, this position, yep, this culture into your music. Talk to me about that.
The reason because is like, I personally believe that a lot of times, okay, the reason why you might not see a lot of people do it is because they have this argument that, oh, our culture, and it's so funny. Listen to what I'm about to say. Our culture isn't marketable. Think about that. The country that...
That's bananas.
That, you know what I mean? The country that have countries who model their tourism product by our tourism product, you're saying that you using your dialect and being your culturally authentic self is not going to resonate with other people outside the world, as if we're just a, quote, dot on the map, unknowing to you that we are one of the most popular countries in the world. So yeah, if you were to represent yourself as a Bahamian, whoever doesn't know about the Bahamas is just ignorant. You just, to me, don't live under a rock, because we've always been at the forefront of global conversation. If we could go back to the days of Tony Seymour, this dude used to be on TV. We could go back to the days of people like Tony Mr. Exuma, like, you know what I mean? Tony McKay. We could talk about these people from every era. George Simonet, this is from the 50s. You want to go back? We could go back. We could talk about Joseph but Spence, and we've listen, always been at the
even forefront. Even if you watch these movies, if everybody like Kenan, Kenan Peele, what's his name?
Who Key
just
Peele.
He just did the movie.
And that was inspired by the song.
By the song
itself. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? The movie was inspired by the song. And what is he talking about that in that song? It came down on a lightning bolt. Nine months in my mama's belly. But they'll tell you that doing your dialect and stuff like that, oh no, that only people in the Bahamas could be able to understand.
What it is you're saying.
But see, the reason why something like, to me, something from Cyril Ferguson, like Yama, you know, good pa, could be covered by big famous rock bands, and the reason why something like from Tony McKay could resonate with people all over the world is because the conversation of whatever they was talking about wasn't just limited to here, for sure. But the way how they having that conversation is like, it's a way how we talk, and it's a way how we could have conversations about our social economic problems while still being able to have other people resonate with that. You didn't know exactly what Bob Marley was talking about, but you knew he meant
because
peace.
You know why? Let's do this.
When I say exactly, I mean he geared that specifically towards certain things that was happening then.
You know why?
But a lot of people don't know that he was talking about what was going on in Africa, like apartheid and all these other, you know what I mean? Some
there
people don't
is,
know.
There's sort of a sound that resonates with us. There is this sound, there's a feeling, right? You ever see, we talked about this before, when Bahamian people talk to you and say, well, child, my spirit just don't take to these people, right? We don't know how to be able to articulate that. We can't put our finger on why we don't like this person, but there is a feel, an energy, a sound, a vibration that exists between the two of us. When I listen to your music just now, you carry that spirit. Wow. That kind of, because people may not understand you, but there is sort of a spirit. But you know, I get biblical.
And music
quickly.
Is universal,
excuse
bro.
Me, you know, I get biblical.
And
quickly.
Let's get biblical. What they use to tear down the walls, bro? They walk around with trumpets. Sound and frequency is a serious thing. Bro, music
watch
is
me.
A universal language.
Watch me. I just get biblical quickly, and you know this about me.
Let's go.
Okay, watch me. When I say to you that there is a spirit associated with the music, that you invoke a spirit that could be heavy and dark, or that could be light and you could feel joy and this kind of exuberance from the music. Mm. When King Saul, watch me, when King Saul had a spirit sent to him to trouble him by the Lord, the only person who could cause that spirit to be alleviated and move from him was David.
Crazy.
Who played the harp. That was a representation of alleviation and a spirit that, see, because if we are proverbial vessels, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting deep today, but this is how me and Trey talk all the time. Mm-hmm. If we are proverbial vessels, the vessel has to be filled. Mm-hmm. And I use the proverbial for you again, right?
That was. Yeah. hey, listen, I love it so much. Proverbial boy.
If we are the proverbial vessels and the vessel has to be filled, and, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear that the woman is the lesser vessel or you know, they don't want to hear things like that, but this is biblical. If we are vessel, it always have to be filled. There is a spirit that we invoke when we execute certain things, and music plays a significant portion. That is the universal language we can understand. No matter where we go, we understand your music.
You know what he was talking about when he said Oppa Gangnam Style, that dude? No. But that got a billion views on... YouTube, why can't I say, well, Mother Sick can get 1 billion views?
You could do it.
I know I'm going to do it. And that's what I'm going to do and show people that we can do, because anytime you tap into the just, again, being your authentic self, you will have people that will resonate with that light, like you say, because I feel like, just like dogs, a lot of people say, I mean, I'm sorry to make this kind of comparison, but I can bring it around. But we could smell fear in that kind of way. You know when a person is confident and you know when a person isn't confident. And you, to me, I think
that's something you carry with you.
We can recognize a wolf in sheep clothes, and you see what I'm saying? So it's like, I think it's like when it comes to being yourself, nobody could beat you being yourself.
Yeah.
So if you were to be yourself and you were to speak about your experience living in the Bahamas, how you know it to be, you don't I feel like you don't have to be like someone else in order to articulate that. You don't.
No.
Cause,
but you're doing such a wonderful job of being the authentic Bahamian trait. I've never seen you deviate. I've been listening to your music the whole time, my brother. I tell you, I like you. Let me tell you who you remind me of. You're like, I don't know. I think I let you hear one of my guys. He's a young guy, yes, just like you. He's Buddy. His name is Buddy.
Buddy?
B-U-D-D-Y. Buddy.
Got it.
From California. This guy is bananas. He sings, he raps, he does the whole thing. He's good. Young guy, right? But when looking for the next generation of that sort of a sound, that feeling, I look at Buddy. When I look at the next generation of Bahamian music, I look at Bahamian Trey.
Appreciate
and
that,
I'm just
bro.
Telling you that because you was my boy and you're here in front of me. I'm telling you the truth.
I appreciate that, bro.
Because ain't everybody that. I would listen to, because people seek to pursue funding. They want money. They go on after things. And so you could hear it in their language, in their voice, in their posture. You can see it in their writing. You could feel it. You go on after the tangible things, but there are some intangibles that need to fix. And I'm listening for that in the music. I listen in for the conversation about socioeconomic conditions. I listen in for the acknowledgement and the ideas of where the common man is. I'm listening for why is it hard to hold. Come on, talk to me. Let's get preachy
and
quickly.
See, the reason why I really wanted to do that song was, honestly, believe it or not, that was written right before the pandemic, right? And big up to, again, Shad Colley and the VIPs. I went by Shad them. And man, like, bro, I so love whenever I hear live music, Jack, and they was in there doing their guitar playing and things like that, and they was playing this, the bung, 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 and then I was like, boy, like, they, like, when they was playing that, I was like, bro, please let me do something on this instrumental. So the instrumentation, which you heard just now, it wasn't exactly how it was at first. We just switched it around, and, you know, and man, it was like, for some reason, I just was getting this feeling to really, like, I mean, just be serious for a change on the song, because like we was talking about off air, I do recognize that there are a lot of, even though a lot of people think rake and scrape is a genre that doesn't have typically the most serious topics of discussion, you do have a significant amount of songs that are very serious. Like I saw Mommy and Daddy fighting. That ain't right. That ain't right. I saw Destruction, that Thunder and Lightning. I saw The Darkest Night. And then you think about, it's a high flying bird going way up in the sky. You know what I mean, bro? When you hear what he said, gotta sit down and cry, oh Lord. Gonna die blue. Like, bro. that is deep. You know what I mean? So even when it comes to, they don't know you till you're dead. Like, you know what I mean? I wanted to get deep like that. Even Oh My Andres is a deep song when you listen to the lyrics. Because I got a chance to speak to Elon Moxie. And what that song really is talking about is the people of Andres waking up. Because he didn't say big. He said, Oh My Andres, she wake, she wake, she wake, she wake, she wake. So, you know,
you
like
know
how
what
dudes
you did
say,
just now, right?
Stay woke.
Hold on. Wait. You know what you did just now, right?
Blew a lot of people's mind.
You blew their mind. No, everyone was singing that when they went up there, say, she big, she big,
sometimes
she big.
I often wonder if there's any earth. He's talking about the potential of Andres and the people if you go back and listen to the lyrics, bro. That wasn't just an old, oh, man. Like, no, bro. He talking real talk on that song. And that is another reason to me why songs like that will never die.
My goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you want to be able to be a part of that whilst Trey is here with me. 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. Hit me up toll-free, 242-300, 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. I think I got a telephone call. Calling on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, Callie, on the line with us live.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Morning.
It's another caller. Caller, you on the 9-1-1 Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Novi Pierre calling.
Hey, Novi. I got my legs up, Novi.
Yes,
I got my legs up.
Spaghetti legs.
She's got me spaghetti legs.
You know, I had to call because, you know, I love this young man. I love him. His attitude, his approach, his passion. His bohemianism, I don't even know what else to say. I'm all about passing the baton on to the next generation. Now, he's two generations behind me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like 50s. What, you like 10? How old are you?
He was 11. 11 and a half.
Nine.
You know, and so to see him and see the love that he has, when I look at the younger musicians and what have you, and then he's not the typical rake and scrape artist and what have you, but he's blending what it is that he does with the traditional, and that just blows me. And like you said, you know, you're not going to sit down and listen to just any artist and whatnot, because somebody is out here, they put no pure garbage juice, I might just tell you. You understand? But the mere fact that when Trey, I mean, I think he was recognized by me and many others when he first did the song with Ronnie.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, what is this, Mike? You know? And so I ain't going to talk long, but I just want to applaud you and encourage you, because this business is hard. It's hard.
Man, and
but don't give up. Do what you're doing. Don't worry about people saying, "Oh, that ain't me," and forget all that.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the culture. You're keeping the culture alive in your way, and you're using the gifts and talents that God has given you, and that is what this is about.
Thank you so much for that. Like, trust me, that went straight to my heart, and I appreciate you so much. I can't even say the words to express how grateful I am for hearing you say that. Trust me, it means so much.
All right, I go on here. Like, you keep listening.
Thank you so much, man. Novi, we appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Novi calling in to be able to shower some accolades on our guy here in the studio with us, none other than Bahamian Trey. He brought some new music for us. Put some new things out there. Trey, I got a next telephone call. Calling you on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hello.
A pleasant good afternoon.
Hey, Sparky, what's up?
Boy, right there, boy. I think you need a bell inside your studio to ring every 2-3 minutes to let you know that people holding on the phone, you know.
Oh, you was on the phone? Okay, but sorry about that, Sparky.
In your conversation, you forget people holding on the phone.
Oh, that's probably good afternoon, on everybody. First.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening with
boys,
you?
Boys, look here. Tiki Bikini is one place when you reach there. Baron, guarantee you can hear cowbells come in as soon as you reach
there. That's how they welcome cowbells. You. That's customer service. I love it.
And look here. If them people don't ring them cowbells, they could get fired, you know.
Mm.
But Baron, to tell you, you see my new guests walking in there? Greet them with them big cowbells.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you with that. And then you order your Guinness. But I want to say one thing. You know, yesterday was like a shocker to me. I run a little chat group on WhatsApp, and I admonish everybody every morning to say good morning to all your brothers and sisters and your loved ones, your family. Say good morning, good evening, because, you know, nobody knows the hour, neither do they have it. I was on Carmichael Road yesterday, and me and the guy was driving. I said, do me a favor. I said, Gully, take me up to San Susie. I left something up there. I got to go get something from a friend. And we went up to number 7, San Susie. Turned into the gate. I saw this brand new truck. I said, Charlie, must you buy a new truck? I know you're telling me something's wrong with the old Jeep. We turned in there and pulled up. Lady came outside and said, Charlie just passed away. I said, what do you mean Charlie just passed away? He just come out of the hospital the other day. Yeah, but Charlie was doing fine. He had all the CT scans, all the x-rays, everything. Sent him home, everything was all right. I said, man, Charlie got in. Find it hard to breathe this morning, and Charlie gone.
Mm.
5 minutes before we got there, Charlie gone. I'd like to say special condolences to the family of Charlie A.B. Big Bird Albury. Died yesterday, June 22nd, the 23rd, 2003. Born August the 20th, 1960. Passed away yesterday in peace. How would I say this? Brothers and sisters out there, you don't know the hour, neither the day. Stop being selfish. Tell your brother, man, your family and everything, good morning every morning, evening every evening. Because you don't know when you're going, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
May your soul rest in eternal peace. Bye-bye, Charlie.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you being able to call to shout out to your good guy, Charlie. For the family of Charlie who's passed away, I want to be able to say that condolences to you, and I pray that the Father continues to watch over you. And I also want to be able to say that my Uncle Ree, we call him affectionately Uncle Ree, Revis Bartlett in Grand Bahama, has passed away also this morning. All right. So for all those persons who are dealing with any sort of transition in this kind of a hard time, you know, we continue to be able to pray for you and encourage you that this too shall pass. We're only passing through in this particular life. And that's why, Trey, just to be able to pull you in this, I always try to identify and look for people who can speak to something bigger than just superficial life that we seek to kind of run after. To be able to acknowledge something that a little bit more. Whilst we need to be able to entertain ourselves, there needs to be a consciousness. You know I always talk like this.
Yeah, boy.
You know I always talking like this. There needs to be a consciousness and understand that this earthen vessel, this earthly vessel, it will pass away.
Mm-hmm.
But the character and substance that we leave here is the legacy that will speak for us well after.
Yep, and I totally agree because... I mean, I always think about this one thing. Like, you see how earlier you literally put it on your own shoulders to say that you have a responsibility to do certain things? I think that that's the thing right there. Like, we have to just be able to almost give ourselves that social responsibility to say, look after each other, make sure protect our women, make sure protect our children, and make sure that we all... We don't have to always be on the same page all the time. But I mean, there are certain things that I still feel like we can agree on. And there's a lot of things that we can do in love. You know what I mean? Without tearing each other down or without taking something from the other person. Because I think this earth is big enough.
Yeah.
Despite a lot of the WhatsApp conversations you might see about people saying this, that, and the third. I think this earth is big enough for all of us. And there's space for me, Howard, and how much ever other people to do their thing. You know what I mean? And legacy. Legacy is so important because, I mean, like the old people say, your name is all you got.
That's all you got.
That's all you got.
That's all you got. So keep working. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the studio with my very, very good friend. I feel like you. I want to say you're a brother, like a son, like all these things. Like that, because I love you, my brother. And I want you love to continue to be able to continue to grow and make some things happen. Before we get out of here, I want to be able to play one of your songs that you actually sent also.
Big up to PYNJ on this one, the producer. This one is called More Speed. This one is like a... This one for the ladies. This one for the party people. If you want to shake your leg, these kind of things. If you're hearing in the background, you know. And big shout out to Novi again for making that call, because whenever it comes to the Bahamian music conversation, is always a if I'm whatever this bop bop. But the elements you put the hair in this is a crazy bass line, and you can hear that saw it now. This one right here is More Speed. Big up to Block Boy Desi, the featured artist on that song. Don't pod not. Yeah, my boy Block Boy Desi on this one right here. Big up yourself. PYNJ, big up yourself. This one is More Speed.
Let's play More Speed.
This is a Foundation exclusive.
Easy.
Yeah. Tell the girl. Yeah,
all the girls.
Yeah. What you say?
More speed. More speed. Look at y'all, she want more speed. She does bounce it in short jeans. Funky bigger don't make no sense. I just want to taste a little bit. More speed. 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 I meet this gal by regatta. She just come down on the charter. This her first time in Exuma. On a big boat, big cooler. More speed, 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 more speed.
Slam bomb, nigga, the gal, you're too biggity. Sit down for me, say the right to rickety. Rickety, rickety, break the saw, gal. Bend your back, arch that, look come on. Let me show you what gear one can do for you, gal. Say she wants speed, slide it in gear two. Me say, reverse the thing, check it, break like two eyes on. Animal, they ain't ever in the zoo. Say more speed, more speed.
Right.
Girl, sit down and whine for me. I me say more speed, right. You tricky and you tacky when you whine for me. Right. I me say
more speed, 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 more speed.
Y'all are getting ready for the Bahamas Games.
Bahamas Games? What that is?
The game started in 1989 under the then Minister of Sports, Peter J. Bethel, and now Minister Mario Boleg.
When the games is?
This July 7th to the 15th.
For more info,
go to www.thebahamasgames.org
or call 322-1029.
The 50th Independent Secretariat invites you to celebrate 50 and get your praise on at the Sound of Jubilee National Gospel Concert, Sunday, June 25th, 6 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministries.
One God, one people.
Dressed to represent in your national colors.
Hey! This event is absolutely free. Give God the glory and celebrate 50. It's the Sound of Jubilee National Gospel Concert this Sunday, June 25th, 6 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministries.
I'm Lasagna Mizek, Managing Director of RBC Royal Bank Bahamas, with some big news that will elevate your debit card experience. RBC's new Visa debit chip card will soon be here. To make things easier for you, we're offering free FedEx delivery when you validate your contact details. No need to wait in line. We'll bring the card straight to you. Call 356-8500. Select option 7 for Visa Debit Direct Line and update your delivery address. Our team is available weekdays between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Take advantage of the security and convenience of chip and PIN technology. Free delivery is for a limited time, so act now.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in the house with you on this beautiful Friday afternoon here live and in full effect. Sort of a laid-back day. We're doing our best to kind of retain that position and still give you a palatable conversation, something that's thick, something that's rich. One of the words that we were looking for the other day, it came to me, right? And somebody simultaneously texted, it's in perpetuity.
Ah,
the word was perpetuity.
Earlier, yeah, when we was talking about that.
In perpetuity.
the
throughout
ownership.
The universe.
Yeah.
You remember when Dave Chappelle said he signed this contract and his likeness and his name was signed into perpetuity throughout mm-hmm. the universe. Throughout yeah. the universe. That means if they establish something on Mars and he wants to do the Dave Chappelle show on Mars, he still have this indentured position in perpetuity.
Mars.
In perpetuity to pay to somebody on earth. And that particular concept, we need to be able to rid ourselves of those things. But guys, we're here. The lines are wide open if you want to do that. Listen, man, Trey, you've been doing amazing stuff, man. I feel like I want to do one of these exclusive stuff when your album come out.
Most definitely. I got to call you first, but we got to talk with Tings. We got to talk with Tings.
And people think this is a joke. Trey don't have these songs. He have maybe two songs that you heard out of the three. He have two songs in circulations, but he called me. I don't know when you called me the other day. You say, Howard, I won't play this song. This can be exclusive on your show. I ain't play it nowhere. Why? What? Trey, you know the nature of my show. Trey, you know the nature of my show. You know that it's a talk show. You know it's in a radio, like so forth, like that, right? Talk to me about why you thought it necessary to play that on this platform.
The reason why I thought it necessary to play this on this platform was because I know that, bro, I'd say that use the air to the people. You see what I'm
saying?
You're
doing a lot right now.
I'd say that use the
My
air to the
listening.
People, bro.
She's
like, you know
let,
what I mean?
You're gonna let Trey bring up your head like that.
That's what she said.
Listen, she can cuss me out in a minute, right? She didn't text me. She said, boy, you like this radio thing? Talk about exclusive.
I'm telling you, we grooving today.
Oh man, but, look at her. She laughing at me, right? She laughing at me. She putting things in more speed. She gonna baby dancing. I'm saying that to say to you that I'm grateful, man, to be able to for you to be able to come here and do that.
Because, bro, like, it's so... See, I know that there are so many different demographics of people that also listen to your show. And I wanted to have people to listen to this song and also think about the fact that we're getting close to the quintessential, right? And, like, I really wanted people to think about that song on a different kind of level, because I start off, like, again, I'll go back to that second verse, like, struggling just to meet ends. Every day we putting together the pieces. Paula tricks and wicked deacons. Boy, corruption is really rugged, but the citizens are reluctant, marching up and down around the junction, making noise like one family rushing. Clock is ticking, time is crunching. All the mothers them who still want justice. Life is tough, so you running out of options. Daddy gone, not a home can't function. Wages low, but the bills skyrocket. And often you got nobody to trust in. Hoping Junior never get busted. You here on this earth, so that means that you are still there for something. Like, I wanted to speak to the people in this quick verse to just show them, like, bro, like, I know so much is be going on. Like, you really do have mothers here that right now trying to figure out, and I mean this to the deepest degree, how I am going to make it to Saturday. Tomorrow is Saturday. You see what I'm saying? They trying to figure that out. What am I going to do to make sure my kid's straight? You know what I mean? And just like how we was talking off air, I was telling you about the time when, you know, when I was in darkness, basically saying, like, when our current was off and things like that, basically, I feel like I was in a pandemic before the pandemic, because my current was off during the pandemic at a period of time, too. So it's like, bro, I know that feeling of having to iron my school clothes with the iron and putting it on the stove, bro. Like, I know about that. You know what I mean? And you have people who still going through that.
Yeah.
We still have people who run and drop card. We still have people who trying to figure out, wait, like, I mean... To die, like, you know, that support for me isn't there, but I mean, what am I gonna do? Because again, what I said, there's not much people to trust, because Paula Tricks and Wicked D Gens. I mean, like, there's so many things that I touched on that verse that, you know what I mean, it's so much to think about, and that's what I wanted to have people, because you evoke thought, what I would say whenever you come to the discourse and stuff like that on your show. So I wanted to really have people listen to that song on your show and have it evoke thought for people to think, like, Muddo, like, bro, this life where we live in, like, we have to appreciate it. We have to think about the fact that living in this country is a blessing, and there are ways how we can take care of ourselves and take care of the people at large. Because again, back to social responsibility, I have to say big shout outs again to Novi for making that call, because she didn't have to call and express how she felt, you know. But she let her, whatever kind of, she became selfless in herself enough to say that, you know what, I want to call this young man as an artist in my great right. Because again, this is the Novi we talking about,
yeah,
who has done so many amazing things, been in movies, you know what I mean, to perform all around the world. We watched this woman do, and she had a mind to herself to let me know how she feels about me. She don't know how much that just gave me a fuel to go out in today, and whatever task it was I had to do relating to my career, she don't know how much that made me feel good. And guess what? If we were to continue to have that kind of social responsibility mindset, instead of thinking about things like in this kind of way, like, bro, that's your neighbor. Yeah. I don't want to touch on the topic, right? But that's your neighbor. If your neighbor need help, why not help your neighbor? Yeah. We've come down to this place where it's like, even if what you doing at my door?
Even if it's true,
we money. At the point now where we asking people,
you
like,
would
what
rather
you
me trend on social media,
right up,
to create a false narrative
than to just help. It's crazy,
I know,
bro.
As
and
your
I mean,
neighbor.
I don't wanna just stomp on nobody's toes, and I don't mean to do this on like you know what I mean. But I'm just getting to
what
the,
you mean? I like
the
this.
Fullness
Go ahead.
Of the conversation to say that, bro, we have to be more selfless than be selfish, bro. I know some of you have gotten bitten before. Yes, once bitten, twice shy. I get it, right? But everybody gotta get bitten with. I mean, hit with that same stick. What you trying to hit that snake with would bite you from whatever years ago. Like, be real. We in a gen what now? You have people with a whole different mindset walking on this earth that is not the same as what was 1973, bro. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, you have young people like me. If you think I passionate, mother freeze, I wish you would listen to some of my friends and me and them who younger than me or just the same age as me talk about the same things I'm talking to you about right now. My age. Gen Z, we have these things that we have concerns about too. We want to see a future for ourselves and our kids too. Because low-key, we is the now. And I don't mean to say that and stomp on nobody right now, but who is the now? Who? We are the now, generation.
You are the now and the future.
You see what I'm saying? Because we are the ones that's innovating the AI and all these other kind of vibe. Like, it's us. I mean, not to bring it to this next week, but Sam was how old?
23.
You see what I said? 24, something like that. Like, I mean, at a point in time, he was a good guy. But I mean, you know, there's young people that are at the forefront of a lot of these things that you see that are pop culture right now. Or even just the socioeconomic things that, you know, climate change. You don't find a lot of older people at the forefront of that conversation.
No.
That's young people who are on the beach picking up the vibe. Yeah. Like, that's young people who trying to make sure, say, hey, plastic straws? No, we don't need that. Let's try this. Because of the turtles. People don't even be thinking but that.
Mm-mm. My granddaddy used to eat the turtles.
All right then. Hush. Hush, hush.
The loggerhead crying on the ground.
The hush, hush.
We can eat Jude later, right?
We try to say.
This a lot.
Goes back again. We have a generation of kids who are here now who do not think the same. So we cannot expect to have a different result with the same actions. Yeah. We just can't. Yeah. We have to not really say, but okay, we have to really just change our approach. We have to love each other if we want to see love among each other for real.
I won't play it again. I want to be able to play this song that you sent to us, Trey.
Hard to hold.
Hard to hold. Ladies and gentlemen, let me play a few verses of that for you just before we can be able to do anything else. This is Hard to Hold. This is an exclusive. It's nowhere just yet. Right here on the show, I want to play Hard to Hold again.
Going is get tough, but I know one day the tough can get going. I know you can do it, you know. I know you can do it. You just gotta hold on. Thank God for life, this is a sunshiny day. Then go get to the money. I got no time, no waste, cause it be hard to hold on. Hard to hold on. Hard to hold on. Hard to hold on. Trick. From a place where they say much crap behind going for kick dogs running through the corner. Over there we gotta fight to survive. At the same time trying to keep a sane mind. World so cold, but I can't sweat up. Think I'll be thoughts, it'll get better. Whether if you bought all good, gotta give God thanks. And I walk with the faith, so I don't think twice. Big up to the nurse and the bus driver, officers and the school teachers, hey. Rasta man who's helping us, mom on the road who's still feed us, hey. Big up to the people on the garbage truck. Much respect to the janitors. Sometimes you just feel tired. I know that you had enough. Give talk.
To all the prayers I pray, I hope I don't let my faith fade away. Take it day by day, cause even when good things don't come my way, I
thank God for life. Yes, it's a sunshiny day.
Sunshine.
Go get to the money. I got no time, no waste.
Gotta get it.
Hard to hold on. Hard to hold on. Hard to hold on. Hard to hold on. Struggling just to meet ends. Every day we putting together the pieces. Parlor tricks and wicked deacons. Boy, corruption is really rugged. But the citizens are reluctant. Marching up and down around the junction. Making noise like one family rushing. Clock is ticking, time is crunching. All the mothers them who still want justice. Life is tough, so you running out of options. Daddy gone, now the home can't function. Wage is low, but the bills skyrocket. And often you got nobody to trust it. Hoping Junior never get busted. You were on this earth, so that means that you are still here for something.
To all the prayers I pray, I hope I don't let my faith fade away. Take it day by day, cause even when good things don't come my way,
This is absolutely bananas, my brother. It's been wild. that you can be able to capture this, encapsulate this, and be able to deliver to the Bahamian people with this sort of a passion that is demanded in this time. People will know that you're here and that you're present, man.
For sure, bro. And I want people to really think on that part where I say you're here on this earth, so that means that you are still here for something. But I mean, every day we wake up is another opportunity to get at it. Even though a lot, and that is what I'm so glad that I concluded with that on the verse, because for real, it's so much when I say there is another opportunity for you to succeed once you are still above ground. You know,
sometimes
you're
so wrapped up in this immediate moment.
Instant gratification has become a thing for sure, bro.
Yeah.
We want it now.
People wrapped up in this immediate moment of whatever they're going through, that this is it. Oh my God, I can't take this anymore. I'm going to die. This is it. Like, people have that mindset because of the weight of whatever it is. You can't pay this bill. Mm. You can't do this. The kids can't do this. I mean, you know, how much times have we gone through that? And I believe, I can be honest with you, mm-hmm. every single time I saw my guy out, Alan Pacino today.
Big shout out to him.
Alan is my guy. You know, I got some pieces from him. He's done some stuff with me. Been nice. Friends a long time, right? So I saw him today. And he's grabbing a coffee at the coffee shop. And he and I sat down. I said, you know what's amazing, right? He did some stuff for me. My restaurant, I told you about my restaurant.
Yeah.
He did some stuff for me at the restaurant before. And he said, boy, you know, you were the first person who started to do this repurposing of the palettes that I saw around the place. Remember I tell you restaurant was called Palette Pleasers, right? So he said he was the first person. I said, you know what? I always enjoy being a black man who have economic tribulation sometimes because it forces us to get into our creative bag. Mm-hmm. It forces us to, because we have an envision, we have a vision, we have an idea to get this, but I ain't got nothing to do with it. And that's why I tell you, it's the difference between MacGyver and 007.
What would you say?
I'd always want to be MacGyver, because MacGyver was able to get the chewing gum and the gum wrapper and a stapler and all these things and make a bomb, right? Out of nothing, this man, he getting free, right? But 007 needed someone to give him the product. Mm-hmm. You understand? It's important for you to be able to create from nothing and get to an objective, as opposed to being able to be given this concept, given this idea, given the script. And I want to say to you that you've created in this idea, in this space and time, you've created and you continue to be able to create from nothing. A lot of persons are saying Bahamian music is dead, or Bahamian music is dying, or we don't know this culture. And you're creating content, not just locally, regionally and internationally, that persons can be able to move and gravitate towards. It's crazy.
Most definitely. Because, I mean, when I look at the analytics for example, songs like More Speed, it was trending on AudioMack the other day, like trending, you know what I mean? Right now, it's been on for like 2 days, and I think it has like about 1,000 plays right now on AudioMack. And like, that's people from in Jamaica, that's people on Africa.
But you know what's crazy? What I mean?
Africa too.
It goes back to the recognition of rhythm, because, you know, just swinging through TikTok, there's this Dominican girl or whoever she is, she keeps singing, TikTok daddy, TikTok daddy. Right?
All
we're
right.
going to go to all
lyrics, right then.
But she loved the thing. she needs to stop. It's a lot.
All right. But that's what I mean, though, because music is a universal language, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't know what, you still don't know what Shaggy say on It Wasn't Me. Tell me what he's saying in the verse.
I don't know.
You don't.
It wasn't me. I don't know. I knew it wasn't me. And
exactly.
I feel like, you know.
And that's what I'm talking about there. Like, we have that ability too, right? Like, and I'm glad that you mentioned my boy Ken Vaughn, by the way, is his real name. TikTok Daddy was his stage name. And bro, it's not just me doing this thing right now. As you see, like, it's over the years, it's become more young people who are using their dialect now in their music, realizing that, boy, I could use my dialect on the song and people could love it. So you're seeing and that's why I would say, to the people who might say that Bahamian music is dying, it's going through a renaissance right now, bro. You have a lot of young people. And when I say young people, I speak to a few young people who message me from time to time to get advice about different stuff like that and, you know, talk about things. And I always try to steer a lot of different young people in the direction to, okay, try to do it like this. This is what studios to go to. These are the producers to reach out to. This is what you should have presented with you before you go to a radio station. And some of them is teenagers and some of them my age in their 20s, but I'm talking about teenagers. Like, I just had one of my good close friends, his name is Jaden, OBDJ is Young Jay is his stage name, and he in high school and that, but I mean, he's amazing. And then I have another young artist who I, you know, whenever he wants to hit me up and ask questions about anything.
I feel like we should do a live show. A foundation should have like a live, we should do something like this.
Bro, there's so many young, talented people who working and doing their thing and they are being themselves too, bro. Dialect, and I talking about straight.
You think we should do something like that, Trey? I'm listening to you. Watch me. Because I have all the equipment. I got VLH production with my guy, Van Rico. Mm-hmm. I also have Jeff Delavo is out there. He can be able to give me all the equipment. We have the space. We have anything. We could be able to put something together.
Let's
bring
do this
talent, man.
Let's do this because, bro, there's... Toot my horn or nothing like that, but I'm very well deeply connected to, at least I try to be when it comes to the Bohemian discography at large. So it's like I be trying to look and see who out there getting this work done. Like, bro, you have videographers, you have artists, you have jazz artists, you have rock and roll artists from this country who carrying on bad, bro, and I mean amazing. So I know a lot of them just want to have the platform to have these kind of conversations. And for some of them, they just need to continue on their journey. You know what I mean? But they want to just have a chance. They want to have that feeling of the same opportunity that they could be the Lenny Kravitz on the ad.
You need to do a podcast.
You know what I mean?
You need to do a podcast.
Well, this kind of talking is our thing.
You need to do your podcast. You need to do your Bohemian Trey podcast. And you need to be able to interview those persons because a lot of people want to get into conversations that exist in the United States of America and other spaces. Mm. But to talk about culture, talk about relevance, talk about being able to retain this and encouraging young people to move in a particular direction, they already look up to you. And to be able to put them in that space, I can do that. I can do that for you.
That's right.
I can do it for you.
That's right.
Because, you know, part of your politics, I still got my people. We can make it happen.
We can get these things. Right. Let me know.
All right. Listen, guys, give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Hit me up on the text 242-422-6-4796 or anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. I think I got a telephone call. Calling you on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
Jeff Delavo here.
Jeff, you see, I didn't call you. I didn't give you a job.
You called my name. And it was so ironic because I tried calling in two times before this.
Okay, so.
But the conversation was so intense, so you didn't pick up the phone. But I decided I'm going to keep on calling. Let me just first congratulate the young brother, Bohemian Trey.
Yeah,
appreciate you, Mr.
Listen, when I was the technical manager for the Rainforest Theater, at the Crystal Palace, well, what was then the Crystal Palace.
Right.
You know, I had the opportunity of like Novi and who called in earlier and so on and so forth. We had the opportunity to actually listen to persons who were just first timers, just appearing on the scene, actually hear them audition, actually hear some of their first songs. And in so many cases, because of the position that I held, you know, the music that they produced, sometimes we were some of the first to get their music to play it out in the hotel environment to get our guests to hear the lyrics and the fine work that the artists did actually accomplish during that time. I think Howard hit something very significant that I wanted to talk about a little early, and that is, you know, young and upcoming artists, that's going to change the paradigm here in the country, especially as it pertains to Bohemian music. I believe that the time has come when we just stop looking at just producers and perhaps just producing the music and actually get into music that's going to be used on movie sets and so on and so forth. I see the government for quite some time
to do the score.
Has been trying to attract movie producers and so forth to the country because of our proximity and our environment. I believe that the time has come when we can incorporate even on a much greater scale our local artists who can actually not just promote the movie but promote the Bahamas even more so through their music. And that's where you come in. That sound that you played just now, Howard, that the last sound that he produced, mm-hmm. as soon as I heard that sound, my mind instantly jumped on a music video. I actually can see that sound being done out on the beach, you know, out on the sand with the seagulls flying over, and actually the lyrics wow. and the environment really enhanced the lyrics that he was using in the song. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just wanted to call in just to encourage him to keep pressing forward. And your music, I'm going to look for it.
I appreciate
that,
man.
I enjoy hearing fresh, vibrant new music that, you know, maybe some I would not be able to readily identify with, but like a fine wine, you know, you want to taste it and keep tasting it until you acquire a taste for it.
Yes.
So thanks for taking my call, Howard, and I will continue to listen. And once again, young man, congratulations on a job well done.
Oh, thank you so much. I hear you say I on board. Come on, Jeff. Jeff, I hear you say, Howard, I am 100% on board.
Well,
whatever you
Howard,
need.
I don't even have to say that because you know if you pick up the phone and you call me,
okay, good.
You know I'm coming.
I just want to put that on the record.
You know
I'll press play on this.
No project at all. Project at all. And anybody who knows me knows that I'm a consummate professional. I believe that if I'm going to do it, I'm going to give it 120%. You know, so
absolutely,
I'm on board with you. Okay, I'm on board with you. Let's do this.
All right, my brother. Love to hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take this quick commercial break. This is The Foundation on this beautiful Friday, laid-back Friday, here in the studio with none other than my brother and good friend, Bahamian Trey. We're going to take this commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
We are going back to Cali, BK style, with the California King Collection, only available at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy your choice of plant-based, crispy chicken, or fire-grilled beef, topped with melted white cheddar cheese, bacon, freshly sliced red onion, ripe tomato, crisp lettuce, and BK's creamy guacamole, all served on a toasted brioche bun. The California King Collection packs a tidal wave of flavors and is made with only quality ingredients that are refreshing and filling with every bite. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Shopping is so rewarding with my Fidelity credit card. I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with the Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, always.
Foundation. 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 The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company. live on the foundation right here, I'm from the studios, being able to sit with my good friend, good, decent friend, none other than Bahamian Trey, being able to bring us some very good music, man. We gave you an exclusive. I mean, listen to me. We out here doing big things, you know. I might as well just let you know.
Bro, listen.
We doing big things, you know. The foundation, we did the rejuvenation tour. Hey, y'all got to keep up with Howard, you know.
Keep up.
We did the rejuvenation tour from July 2nd to July 7th. Trey, we talked about this off air.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to perform. I'm going to be doing something off air. We're going to be on air. Right?
Right.
But we're going to be from a remote location, and we're going to interview some humongous individuals' talents and sort of passion that came here in the country that started all the way back in 1964, 1965. I don't want to give too much information. These people are all here. We're trying to be weaving things together. Everybody want knit. And I start talking, what are you talking about? They want knit. Try to figure it out. But I want you to be able to perform.
We could do that, bro. We definitely could do that. I think that'll be beautiful.
It'll be my show. It'll be the foundation from July 2nd to July 7th in preparation for the independence celebration. We're going to identify some persons, and I've already confirmed these persons. I have three more confirmations to make, but we have confirmed. I'm talking about some big names in this country.
Solid.
I'm talking about some big names in this country, right? And they're excited about it, and we want to look at a location to be able to do it offsite. And I want to make it an entire production. We're going to go live every day from July 2nd to July 7th. Sort of a conversation I believe that the country is kind of eager for, to find out the mindset that existed during this time just before independence.
Hmm.
And find out, how do we revive that? How do we revive that? What needs to be done, or what hasn't been done, to really get people back into this space and mindset?
To be informed. I think that's just the simple part of it, to be informed. Learning this from you, the university, which was right down the road there, that's what they call it, Wolf Road University.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that was the space, would I believe it to be the way how you described it? Where's another space like that?
This is crazy.
You see what I'm saying?
Get deep, you know. You need
because,
to stop.
Bro, like, I mean, going back to the acquired taste, what Mr. Jeff was talking about when he talked about on the phone, like, even though he might not resonate immediately, it's something that you could get an acquired taste to. Going to, you're going to see how we're going to bring this all full circle. Blind Blake, listening to his music, the time and era of what he was talking about, the things, believe it or not, some of the things that he was talking about, I wasn't understanding. Like, when he say, there's a song he has called Watermelon Spoiling on the Vine. You know what that term means?
Watermelon is spoiling. Watermelon is spoiling.
No, he said, give me back my letter. Give me back my letter.
Watermelon spoiling on the vine.
Give me back my letter and my ring. Oh, baby. Give me all I asked for. Watermelon is spoiling on the vine.
Okay, did we talk about this before?
I don't think so.
The watermelon was a representation of ovaries.
No.
Trey, I'm telling you, this is what it was.
I mean, yes, it could, Trey, but I mean, it was not.
The watermelon spoiling on the vine is about women not being able to have their children during this dispensation in time.
Now,
come on, Trey, let's get deep.
I ain't gonna fight you.
Give me what you think.
But I go on to give it to you vague. I go on to say, the analogy with that was, if the man felt like, because of course in that era, courting into all these kind of wives was a thing, you had to go to the father, all these kind of different wives. So if you at that point in the process didn't find the woman who you wanted to be with pleasurable, then you would have to prove why. Then that's when that part, maybe what you're talking about, comes in.
Could
be something else,
Trey,
other than the physical ovaries you're talking about.
You get me excited. This,
but I wouldn't. I say that to women, say I wouldn't know what all of that. What are you talking about?
Women, see, because he's getting deeper with it. Women, who did not produce at a particular time.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is.
Mm.
My grandmother, and ladies and gentlemen, please do not fight me.
What
do not fight
say,
me for cultural reference associated with what my grandmother said. Call her. Her name is Merlin Smith. Call her and cuss her out.
She
right back. she would say, people used to call her. She was unable. I told you the story. She was unable. She did not have children.
Mm.
She was married three times.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, right? I only came about as a result of the last relationship to my grandfather, who was Lionel Smith.
Mm.
Okay? She married Lionel Smith. She had a husband, his name was Bartlett, and she was given to him almost in perpetuity. Watch me.
Say perpetuity.
She was betrothed to this man, and she didn't want him, right? This is how I know that there was a change coming. My grandmother was born in 1928, right? And by the time is 38, by the time is, we got down to 45, 1945, in this space of time. You know, by the age of 12 to 14, in these early years, people would actually leave school. So you had enough education or information to survive. To them. You could function. You had enough comprehension to function, get out and assist the family, so forth and so on. My grandmother, the first of Charlie Grant's children, was betrothed to this man. He came and he said, I won't marry this woman. My grandmother said, she cried. She said, I don't love this man, right? She said, every time the man touched her, right? She said she felt like she was being raped. This is me and my grandma talking. I love my grandmother, right?
Wow.
She said this was a strong thing. Her body, to me, shut down, didn't produce a child for this man. My grandmother, she said the man couldn't have children. And so people would call her a barren whore. Forgive my analogy, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it is. They would say a barren whore, right? Which I always thought was confusing, say, if you're barren, how could people call you? This is confusing. It was oxymoronic, right?
Yeah.
So she said, I know I could have children. You is the problem. This is what she's telling me, right? And she cut a deal with him, right? And
she remember the story now.
I tell you now, right?
Yeah.
She cut a deal with him. She said, okay, tell you what. Go out for a year.
Do your thing.
Right? All the little loose women, that ain't what she say, right? But she said, any one of these loose women, y'all know where, you fill in the blank. She said, you go get them and they have children and I will take care of the children.
Wow.
But if you cannot have a child, I'm leaving you.
Mm.
Right? So, society looked at her and the song was the birth in this particular era and time. The watermelon was spoiling because a woman only has a particular window to produce. And then she moves into, ladies and gentlemen, I know you want to be a part of the conversation. You still just get wild on the foundation. She moves from this sort of an era, this youthful era, when she is of childbearing age, into an era where she's become menopausal. She can't necessarily produce, so forth and so on. So she gets to a time. And I'm talking about the exception. I'm talking about the rule. She gets to a time where she can't produce anymore. And as you approach that time, your watermelon, which is a representation of the ovary, which is a representation of your egg and the fallopian tube. Come on, man. Trey, let's get deep with you.
I can listen to it.
All right?
I listen to it.
The watermelon is spoiling on the vine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that representation, that's what I gathered from it over the years, and that is what some of the wise men of the time told me, that your watermelon would spoil on the vine.
And that's what's crazy with me because, like, you know, listening to that song, I would hope it don't still be going on, like, that relationship.
Of course it's still going on.
Oh, really?
This life.
You feel like?
This life. The same thing that, see, people is give new meaning or give new words to an old concept.
Mm.
You understand? So, when people start to use different analogies to be able to make you feel like this is brand new, there is nothing new under the sun. You know this.
Right.
There is nothing new. We have done this before. And I can get even deeper with you that you and I, personally,
was here before.
We were already, this already done.
Yep.
This already done. This, all we're doing is taking steps to get to the inevitable. That's it. Inevitability is that we have to make a choice. To live in purpose that we've been called to, or live in this kind of a wild, free position.
Mm.
Your decision has been made. When John the Revelator say, I see a book that no man can open, and your name was in the Lamb's Book of Life, how? None of us is born. Our parents wasn't born. Our parents' parents wasn't born. So if the author and finisher of our faith wrote in this book before you even born and can say, I know every hair on your head. My God, Trey, you're getting heavy and deep today.
Yeah.
You really got me heavy and deep today. I don't know why you did that.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. We're supposed to be chilling today. Right? So I say that to say these songs always had a very clear representation about who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's who put the pepper in the Vaseline.
This
is a conversation. Whilst people are going crazy about the LGBTQ community right now.
boy.
Watch me. Whilst people are going crazy about what's happening in the country and people gravitating towards this sort of a new age mindset, it's not new. All this existed before. And it always will happen. It can be here after we go.
That is very interesting.
It can be after we go.
Very interesting for you to mention that, because you know what that also wakes up a conversation to, right? Because a lot of people are trying to make it seem like a lot of the conversation what they might be having toward, you know, the whole LGBTQ conversation is that it's all of this is new. And a lot of the language that is being used in it is new. But like you say, is the concept itself new?
No.
Exactly. So did you grow up with someone who, you know what I mean? You more than likely would have. Were they like the generation before us?
Of course.
You see what I'm saying? So what are we new to?
Or
what
are we being? Nothing new.
Exactly. So
you know what's new? Just the language you put to it. The label.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you dust off a box, Crisco, right? And they used to call it Lad. Right, so now you make modification, melt the thing down, pour it in another bottle. Now you call it Wesson oil or something like that. This is the same basic elements. My wife the other day, I said to her, I said, you know what? I'm sick and tired of social media. These people, everybody in their car, right? Hey, Team Jackson, this thiefing man, right? You know the guy, right? Team Jackson, I want to be able to say. American guy, right? Sits in his car and he continues to be, and someone like Kevin Samuels, the guy who died.
Oh, he's one of them.
He was one of these people, right? So they sit in their car in their house or whatever, and they give you thus saith I. Right? So they're sitting in their car. Thus saith I. So they're sitting in their car and they're giving you thus saith I. So I said to my wife, looking at one of these new guys, right, swinging through the TikTok, I said, I'm sick and tired of this stupidness. These people want to inspire you, but they ain't got no base, right? Mm-hmm. So she said, well, why you can't? People could give you encouragement. I said, there is no encouragement. There is absolutely no encouragement without faith. You cannot encourage me without the base. Encouragement is the water, which is the substance to come from an element. I don't care if you make modifications to the water and make it Gatorade, make it Kool-Aid, make it Vitamalt, make it Bear. The base of this is the encouragement that has a connection, which is the water, which is the faith. So you can't give me thus saith I. You can't give me thus saith I because it's empty. You can't tell me these things and expect me to hold on to that because it ain't got no anchor.
Let me blow your mind. If you drink a soda, that'll quench your thirst?
Never. It ain't designed to.
I gotta clip anything. Oh boy, I wonder if they're feeling this.
Soda's designed for capitalism. The addicted aspect, when you start to read back to the, and I don't want to call the people name because they're decent people
my show. No, you can't.
Good, decent people are sponsoring my show, right? But when you go back to some of the base elements, they always look for an addictive element to cause you to come back to it. One time ago, it may have been cocaine, and then they made modifications to amplify the sugar, which is
now, an addictive factor. I just going to say now, just as addictive.
There are
as
some coffee shops that don't do advertisement right here in this country. You know why? You don't need to advertise cocaine. It's very clear. The addictive substance within these particular things will always cost you to come back. And every morning, you go back for another cup. Every morning, they don't have to tell you where they is. You could smell them. You come looking for them. And these are some of the elements that we have. Trey, you caused me to get deep today.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trey caused me to get too deep today.
You got deep and I was like, whoa.
Why I always like talking to you.
I mean, I appreciate these conversations too, bro, because like substance, like you, like basically all that you were talking about, like, you know, when it comes to substance, I think that is what's necessary for us to, like, we were to, you know, go back to the very beginning. We want to know how do we get to this certain place where we can say now, hey, I think the future looks bright. We have so much, like I say, young people who want to see great things for the future, right? So we have to inform ourselves, you know what I mean? And make sure that we're not being indoctrinated by the wrong things. You see what I'm saying? Because I feel like when you
learn about certain things, that puts a certain level of confidence in you to be able to talk about certain things. Or even to just be able to make certain decisions.
There is no way, you know, people like to talk about a fork in the road, right? Proverbially, when you start to talk about this fork in the road, people, they start to talk about being able to come to this juncture. And after you come to this juncture, they want to talk about the fork, having a road that goes ahead and then going left or going right. You could never, ever remain on the straightaway after you've come to a point of knowledge. You can't. You have to make a decision to apply yourself to something goes contrary to this knowledge that you have, or you have to conform to the knowledge that you have to move higher. You can no longer after you. That's why you're writing songs the way that you write songs. That's the reason I do the show that I do, the way that I do it, because studying socially, studying theoretically and otherwise, and you come to a very clear understanding, and then you scrutinize it, you say, I don't know if I like this. I like these particular elements. I don't know. Now is your time to apply. And based upon this application, you cannot be casual. You have to either be deliberate and trying to lie to somebody for the purposes of capitalism and getting your own way, or you have to be encouraging and inspire someone to be able to gravitate towards this information.
Because going back to that video, you talking about, I want you to believe, the reason why you don't resonate a lot is because some of them ain't coming to inspire, they're coming to get views.
That's what they're coming for.
Then
that's just what people do. That's just what it is. And I've always did, I've done my best to create a show and a narrative.
You see how we tie all that together? The capitalism, all that?
That's
we
it.
Tied it?
Every single time. You know why? You know who told me to do this? Juan McCartney. A lot of people don't know that.
Big up to him.
Juan McCartney's my guy, 100%, right? Juan McCartney says, Howard, the country needs this sort of a language of encouragement, inspiration. You've always done that. When you get in this space, do not change who you are to satisfy anyone. You have to be you, your authentic self, and bring, and that's how I always did it. He told me that years ago, and he kept reiterating it. He kept saying to me, Howard, this is the elements that is needed for you. So when people ask me, they say, man, I prefer Juan McCartney, but not even Juan McCartney. Tell me. My Howard, man, we missed Juan McCartney in the first month that I was here. You know, people just getting amalgamating themselves and trying to be able to find their sea legs, right? That ain't what he tell me. You understand what I'm saying? Right. It's important that we remain authentic. Cassius, I see you calling me. I don't know if you're listening to me, but I'm on air. Give me a call on air if you want to be able to talk. I'll call you right after the show, right? That ain't what people tell me. You have to be able to commit yourself for growth and development and being able to move in that direction. I'm sure Cassius is calling me to tell me that he's having the thing this evening. Let me just read it for you guys. If you want to be able to participate in what Cassius Stewart is doing this evening, let me say exactly what it is. See if we can put it out there. Cassius, send me the specifics, please, about where the rally is going to be. He's going to be doing a rally. I think it's going to be tomorrow night, right? Call me, Cassius, 323-6232. Talk about your stuff in the last few minutes before we get out of here. 323-6232, 325-4316. 325-4259. Just talk about that, Cassius. If you're listening to me, please.
As in Mrs. Stewart?
Yeah, Cassius Stewart, right? He says, Protect the Children Rally, June 24th, 2023, R.M. Bailey Park from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. He wants to be able to do that out there and talk about some stuff. So if you guys are interested, please support Cassius Stewart and his push to be able to do these things. Now, before we get out of here, Trey, let me be able to read some stuff. Because some people sending some texts about you, man. What? They said, man, Howard, I met this extra talented young man when I was a guest at the other station. I was excited to meet a young Bahamian artist carrying the culture forward. That's his guest. They never say who they are, but they want to let you know that they see this.
Big up yourself. Big up.
So it says, please remember that a man's ability to provide healthy sperm reduces with age. Thus, even though he can father children, in his 50s through 60s, the risk of birth defects are higher, right? Based upon the story that we were telling, obviously.
21 guns right? Salute. 21 feel youth.
That's what it is. It says, It says, God's blessing to the beloved Howard Grant and still young Bahamian Trey. Howard, I always enjoy hearing Trey speak or dialogue on the radio. From what I have gathered from hearing him every so often, I have come to realize Bahamian Trey, although he is rather humble, Trey is a wise, very deep, well-read, highly intelligent, brilliant.
Man.
Tell your girlfriend. Stop texting me.
Tell your girlfriend. Man, I need a hug from that person for real,
stop
man.
Stop texting the radio, right? So she's saying, brilliant, strategic young man, deep, wise, thinking, intellectual, pick up on like minds, like a radar. Howard, tell Bahamian Trey, I stand to be corrected, but I think that More Speed song is going to blow up.
Hey!
Big worldwide. Young women worldwide from North America to South America, Africa, and the Caribbean love to whine, twerk up, and shake their bum bum, right?
More Speed.
Right? So says, that More Speed song has the kind of energy the young girls and women worldwide are going to grow. Before we go to here.
Fresh watermelon.
Before we go to here. In the studio. And I can send a song to you. I want you to play More Speed before we get out of here, right? Let's see if we can be able to do it. It says, what's new is that they are trying to indoctrinate our children. This is a text that's coming through. It says, great show as usual. Ask your guest, how does he feel about the government and the hotels in the Bahamas don't support musicians? Most musicians die broke and busted.
Ooh, I like that question. I like that question. And you know why I like that question? Because I've gone so deep into the history to understand the timeline, because the timeline is so important, because there's probably certain people who listening on this show right now who could tell you a point in time when all the clubs that existed here were owned by artists. And then there was a time when you would need to go over the hill to get entertainment. And there was a time when you would probably see pictures of Cat and Fiddle or, you know, these different clubs, and you would find the tourists. Like, now we laugh at the tourists being over the hill. Like, we know, we think that that's like they sticking out like a sore thumb. But in order to go see Benny King when he was in Nassau, you know where you had to go? Over the hill. You know where you had to go to see Otis Redding when he was performing in Nassau, along with other great Bahamian artists, like, you know, people like Jay Mitchell, Lemonade, over the hill. So there was a time, what I would just say is this. There was a time in transition where obviously who was the creator of our tourism model, he realized that the one important element that we need in our tourism model to promote the country was the Bahamian artist. So you had people like Mr. Peanuts Taylor who would travel around the world in just the name of advertising the country. That's why you had songs like Come to the Caribbean, because there was a reason why our music sounded almost literally like an advertisement at a point in time, because that was the literal tourism model. Then you notice when you started to see how the transition changed in the timeline, where the music went from and the music and entertainment and cultural shows, Jumbi Village, all of that left over the hill, and you watch where that went over the bridge. Mm-hmm. Now, why? I don't know. Some people speak about that to be a good thing, because I spoke to James Mitchell personally, and he told me how he was discovered in a ballroom. So I do get the good sides of these, you know what I mean, conversations when it comes to the whole conversation about Bahamian music and the hotels and all these kind of different stuff like that. But I would say that one thing that we need to think about significantly towards all these stuff, one thing, and I don't mean to step on nobody's toes when I think this, when there's an issue with the teachers, who do we look to? Miss Belinda Wilson, the, you know what I mean, the president of the teachers union. Mm-hmm. Who do we look to when there's an issue in other sectors of the country, if there's a body of people that exists? Our musicians union has existed in the country since about the 60s. There are different agreements that we have. We have the reciprocal exchange agreement. We have these agreements, the memorandum of understanding, that are there to protect us as Bahamian artists. There are different things that are there also to protect us as Bahamian artists. The reason why all of us don't know this information, I can't say. The reason why we haven't been protected as well as we should have over the years, I can't say. But I will tell you that when it comes to the hotels and as it relates to supporting music, I see there are one or two that would play the music. As a whole, being a country that on Brylin alone has 16 resorts, there is more to be done. But we need to make sure that there are people who are supposed to protect us, protecting us. Because we as the artists can't just do it by ourselves. Actually, according to Mr. Loftus-Roger, when he spoke to us that day, I mean, it's unconstitutional for me to want to stand up by myself, to be arguing by myself on this thing. We have people who are supposed to be protecting us in this aspect. So big ups to whatever musicians union exists now that can help in those aspects. But if you, as you brought up that conversation, call a text, I appreciate that so much, because we do need protection when it comes to those things, because there's a lot of politics and different things that come into play when it comes to music being played at hotels.
Let me give Cassius 30 seconds. Cassius is on. I think he's on. Cassius, you on with me?
I am here with you, Mr. Howard Grant. How are you?
Fantastic, my brother. Let persons know in these last few seconds before we get out of here what you're going to be doing on the 24th, tomorrow night.
Listen, meet everybody. Mother, son.
Cassius. My God. Cassius, call me back quickly. That's him? Cassius, you on with me?
I'm here.
Go ahead. Let everybody know.
We are having an anti-transgender indoctrination rally tomorrow. Listen, we need the government to know that we don't want that indoctrination in our schools. And so we're asking everybody, uncles, aunties, cousins, brothers, mothers, grandmothers, everybody, come on out to the park tomorrow, 6 p.m., R.M. Bailey Park. We are having a national rally, and we got to send a clear message to the world, Alyssa, we are not into the indoctrination. We want to be able to make sure that our boys can grow up to be boys and our girls grow up to be girls, and that we have a healthy family in our country. And this is what we're trying to promote tomorrow. So we're asking everybody, come on out. We need you there. We need our presence to be felt.
Okay, so that's June 24th. Cassius, I appreciate you, my brother. I'm going to read this here. It's Protect the Children Rally, June 24th, 2023, R.M. Bailey Park from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m., correct?
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for the show. I want to thank you so much for being able to tune in. Bahamian Trey, you are good and decent, man.
Appreciate you, bro. You as well.
I appreciate all that you've done. And for all of those who want to be able to get, you put on your sundress tonight. Watch me. These young ladies, right? They out here. They want Kong salad. It's Friday night, right?
Friday.
They want the little Kong salad, right? You got to be able to cut up with your man, right? To get your Kong salad. This for my wife. Maybe she can need some more speed. Guys, we're going to see you on Monday right here on the foundation. Take a little taste of more speed before we get out of here.
Easy.
Yeah. Tell the girl.
Yeah, all the girls.
Yeah. What you say?
Yeah, you see.
Huh? Sexy.
Yeah,
huh?
Let me say.
More speed. Look at y'all, she want more speed. She does bunks in it. Short jeans. Funky bagger don't make no sense. I just want to taste a little bit. More speed. I meet this gal by Regatta. She just come down on the charter. Yeah. This her first time in Exuma. On a big boat, big cooler. More speed.
Slam bomb, nigga, the gal, you're too biggity. Sit down for me, say the right to rickety. Rickety. Break the saw, gal. Bend your back, arch that, like come on. Let me show you what girl one to do for you, gal. Say she wants speed, slide it and get to me. Say, reverse the thing, check it, break like two eyes on them. All day never in the zoo. Yeah. Say more speed.
Right.
Girl, sit down and whine for me. I me say more speed. Right. You're tucky when you whine for me. Right. I me say
more speed. More speed. More speed. More speed. More speed. More speed.